It's Sunday, August 21st, and we again have Michelle DeFord on the line at Camp Casey in Crawford, Texas. Hello, Michelle.
Hi.
Well, before we actually got on the recorder here, you told me that there was a motorcycle ride out to the camp yesterday. You want to tell me a bit about that?
Well, we were told there were 80 bikes. Most of them looked to be most of them were Harleys or great big huge bikes, you know, just like you see when these guys are all going on a ride. They had huge American flags on the back of their bikes, and they were some of them were giving the thumbs down, and some of them
peace signs,
but there were some peace signs.
Mm-hmm.
They saluted us when they touched.
And Lynn said that she was holding up a picture of Travis, and she was saluted.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, though, on a more cheerful note,
uh-huh.
We went up and looked at the new Camp Casey site,
mm-hmm.
which is just mind-blowing. I don't know if you know how that all came about, but the land was donated by a rancher who lives actually closer to Bush,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's just an acre, isn't it? It's an acre, but it's out in the middle of this beautiful rolling field, and someone donated this huge, huge tent that I understand was used for the last Republican fundraiser for Mr. Bush. That's kind of comical.
Yes,
it's huge.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to take pictures of it today. A group of ladies from Houston came and organized. Someone else donated a mobile kitchen and a huge refrigerated truck and cases of soft drinks and water. The food was just indescribable. It was just a huge buffet of everything you can imagine. I was beginning to think that they fry everything in Texas, but there was huge bowls of really good lettuce and vegetables and salsa, and it's just incredible. So some of the ladies were from Houston, and then a lot of them were from Austin, which we have been given to understand is a little bluer. Last night also we had a concert, and Steve Earls was there.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of speakers from all over the place that were just really inspiring. What really shocked me was the number of people that showed up. They've created a new display. Gold Star Families did not want the cross display removed from Camp Casey, so Arlington West, their people got together and they put all new crosses up at the new site.
Oh my.
And so last night we had a ceremony, and they played taps. A Marine came forward and played taps, and we had a moment of silence. But the concert with Steve Earls was just, I never was a Steve Earls fan. I didn't know that much about him, but
right.
He just was awesome. Just awesome. Now I'm going to go out and buy one of his CDs.
Yeah, well, I told you that. I think the same thing happened to me the first time I heard him, and I am a sucker for somebody who has a political message in their music, and sometimes it, for me, it even goes beyond what the music sounds like.
Oh, so, idiot. He was just awesome, and there was just so much truth there. There were a couple of songs he played that just made me cry.
Mm.
I cried all the time he was singing,
because
it was just so true.
Yeah.
About how it is the poor people of this world who fight the rich man's wars.
Well, that's it's obvious. I mean, we began by talking about the motorcycle display or visit, and even that sounded mixed. Actually, it didn't sound like every one of them was necessarily against what is going on. But I think what's happening partly is that it's happened here. We went out and did some leafleting door-to-door yesterday in Cottage Grove, and it's the first time we've done it in 2.5 years, and I'm almost ashamed of that we've never done anything beyond standing on the corner, and of course our peace procession, but never gone out and gone door-to-door, and it stirred up a couple of people, a wild phone call to our house, and I think that's part of this, because the dialogue has been frozen for so long actions like you're taking, especially actions like you all are doing with Camp Casey, really brings out the initial emotion, and then I think then a lot of these other people then start settling back to being more reasonable after they've sort of got their initial venting out. At least I hope that's true. So, did you say the motorcycles are still there?
We stayed in a motel last night.
Okay. All right.
To get a bath. we're in a small town called McGregor, which is about 6 miles from Crawford.
All right.
Crawford doesn't have a motel that
I'm aware
of.
McGregor's a nice little place, if I remember. It's yes.
So the bikes were here this morning, but they might just be a club or something.
Okay.
You know, there's no sense getting paranoid. But I do. I think it was a lady from ABC that. I'm not sure. I don't remember. You know, I talked to so many people during the course of a day, and with Cindy being gone, I'm supposed to be giving the briefings to all these different news wires, routers, and all of them, and I forget who goes where.
Right. Well, that's understandable.
But one of them told me yesterday that there is a group of people heading this way. They're leaving Monday from the Bay Area.
Uh-huh.
And this is really unusual, but the woman told me that they were just, the lady who's spearheading this, her name is Melanie Morgan, and they're doing a bus tour, which is called Moving America Forward,
and
she said they are hateful, mean, vicious people.
Oh.
And so we've got some
tricks, some money.
And we need to track the money and find out who's behind it, because we're pretty sure it's being funded by the Republican Party, but... You still always hesitate to say things like that because you think nobody could be that vicious. But apparently they really are.
So they say they're leaving Monday. Is that what you said?
Yeah, and they should be here by Saturday.
Interesting. Well, hopefully someone in that area or whatever can get someone on them, get some media on them, and get some people talking to them, and just to try to... get a sense of what they're about. But
well, I think she has, this lady told me she has a website.
Oh,
and
really?
it just contains the most awful things.
Mm-hmm. What was the name of the group again? Moving?
She has a talk show in the Bay Area.
Uh-huh.
Her name is Melanie Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
And the tour is called Moving America Forward.
Okay.
And they are going to try and counteract what is going on in Crawford.
All right. Well. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that.
I don't think they'll be able to because
no.
People are just catching fire.
Right. Well, I think that that's true, and I think, as I said, I think that this stirs up emotion. But in this case, I think you're probably right on this. Anything like this that comes, from the right usually is staged.
Yeah.
Funded and staged, and they've got a long way to go to get to Crawford, and a lot can happen before they get from where they're starting to where they're where they're going to arrive, including the size of Crawford, of Camp Casey. I'm sure it sounds like it has been growing on a fairly steady basis, so it's
amazingly how much it's grown and how many people have joined in and volunteered, and they're just willing to do anything. And the people from the Crawford Peace House have just been amazing. There's shuttles running all day long, minivans that have a Cindy shuttle written on the side, and they just shuttle people back and forth between the original Camp Casey and the new location.
Wow.
And we really did need the new location because it is getting too big. You can't keep people out of the street. The police are constantly saying, out of the,
Right.
Off to the side of the road, off to the side of the road.
Yes. So I read something somewhere that the new site that apparently if someone's speaking on, or if you're chanting or something, they said this probably can be heard in the Bush bedroom. It's that close.
I bet that they could hear last night because people were singing along with Steve Earles and clapping. And one of the speakers didn't show up, so I was asked to say a few things about Gold Star Families and my own story. And, I looked out over all those faces and I thought, there must be 300 people here.
Mm.
And that was just at the new location.
Sure.
There was that many left probably back at the old one.
Well,
and people kind of check in and sign the guest book and stop at all the different booths, the Iraqi Veterans Against the War, Veterans for Peace.
Mm-hmm.
All those organizations have a face there now, Code Pink, and Military Families Speak Out. And everybody seems to be intermingling really well, working together really well, and things are just buzzing.
Yeah, that's great.
It's hard to remember to call back home and tell people what's going on because you just kept busy all day long.
Right.
Oh, there's a man here from, you know, such and such radio station. He needs a little video. Can you speak to him, you know?
And
I've got Reuters on the phone. They want an update. Can you...
Right.
You find yourself going from camera to camera to phone, cell phone to cell phone, and pretty soon the day's gone.
Well, that's great. I have to say that the... here in the Eugene area, the Eugene Register Guard, they had one article like on page 3, and it was I wanted to roll it up, you know, smash it up or crimp it up and throw it when I saw it. It was all focused on, the headline was that basically the people of Crawford are tired of what you're doing and want you all to leave. And, you know, they went around and interviewed a few people, you know, and it was a little disappointing. I'm sure what's happening is there's some reporters down there that are, every day, you know, they have to have a fresh angle.
This is true. Thank you. That's absolutely true. You hit it right on the head.
Yeah, and so they, you know, well, it's... You know, so anyway, it was that was a little disappointing, but I think other than that, there's things have been real positive. I want to tell you a couple of things that are going on up here. You may know, be getting this information from other folks, but it serves two purposes for me. I tell you, and then it goes on our radio station as well, so I'm telling the people that listen to us locally here. There's, of course, the big demonstrations planned the 24th through the 26th in Washington, D.C. Apparently, they're also planning, not apparently, there is a rally being planned for Albany that they're trying to draw people from statewide on the 24th of September, which I think is great. And I see it, I think it's along the lines of what we tried to do down here in Cottage Grove to try to draw special attention. And of course, there's things on that date happening in a bunch of other places. I got some emails from some folks when I asked them what they're doing so I could share it with you. And I got an email from some folks in Vancouver, Vancouver, Washington, and they had told me that back on Vigil Day, back on Wednesday, they had 400 people on an overpass, and also 18 people at an assisted living center did a vigil in Vancouver. We've lost it. Hang on.